Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Mai Soon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, Mai
Hi.
Soon. Mai Soon, this is John with Legal Intake, and I have a new claimant on the line for the hair relaxer injury claim, and her name is Myra Keenan.
Okay.
All right. So, Miss Myra, I have Mai Soon on the line for you.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're
Hello.
welcome.
Hi, Myra. How are you doing today?
Doing all right. Kind of had a long shift at work, but it's what it is.
And did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim at all?
No, to be honest, I was just scrolling through Facebook and I saw an ad for the claims and stuff, and I felt like I applied, so I just went ahead and did it. I didn't know if it was something I needed an attorney for.
Okay, so are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with any cancers after using hair relaxer?
Oh, no, ma'am. Well, I was, but I had no family members that were. Fortunately, I was the only one that used it.
Oh, you were the only one using hair relaxer?
Well, yeah, in my family, yeah. So I was the only one diagnosed.
Oh, I see. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. What were you diagnosed
It's
with?
okay. It's just a stage one ovarian cancer. Thankfully, it wasn't anything too bad. Could have been a lot worse.
Right. Oh. When were you diagnosed?
This was in the beginning of November last year.
November of 2023.
Yes, correct.
And have you used hair relaxer within the last 20 years?
Oh, yeah. I used it for about like 6 years. It was 2017 to 2023 that I stopped using it.
Okay. Wow. And what state were you diagnosed in?
I was diagnosed in California.
California. And then do you remember your diagnosing doctor's name or the facility?
I do recall both. I kind of mess up the name every time because they have a bunch of different branches to it, but I'm pretty sure I was diagnosed in the regional cancer center, Enloe Regional Cancer Center. I'm sorry. It's over in Chico. It's Enloe. And then the doctor is Dr. Scott Mellum, but his, I don't know if it's, remember if it's Scott with one T or Scott with two T's. So I'm sorry about that. I don't know if that messes anything up.
That's okay. It was you said Scott Mellum.
It's M, I know his last name is Mellum, and then it's Scott as his first name.
Okay, Scott. Yeah, it's Scott with two T's.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, he didn't, yeah, he didn't clarify last time, so I wasn't totally sure which one was right.
That's okay. Okay, and that was at Enloe Regional Cancer Center.
Correct.
Okay. And then did you use hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know on average how many times per year you were using hair relaxer prior to being diagnosed?
I kind of went back and forth with it, but I know at the height of it, I was probably using it about 4 times a month before I understood how often I should actually use it. And then I probably went to down to like 2 or 3 times a month at some point.
Okay. So at least when you were doing it more consistently, it was about 48 times a year?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
That's
I was just
okay.
going, I did the math earlier and I'm sorry. Yeah, right. About 48 times a year.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Oh, yeah. Never been outside of it. Don't even have a passport.
Oh, and what is your date of birth?
It's going to be December 5th, 2001.
December. Oh, tomorrow's your birthday?
Yeah, the last guy said the same thing too. Yeah.
Well, happy
Yeah.
early birthday.
He said the same thing too. I appreciate it.
Oh. Right. And then you said nobody else was affected by hair relaxer, correct? Not that you know of?
No, not that I know of, or not that they know of as of right now. What's good? I'm the only one in my family somehow, some way with thick curly hair. Don't ask me how it happened.
Oh. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, and hopefully never am. Not something I want to
Right.
go through for sure.
Okay. And then you said you started using, it was in 2017 and you stopped in 2023.
Correct.
Okay. So you used it consecutively for about 6 years?
Yes.
And were you using the hair relaxer at home or was it at a salon or both?
Was at home.
At home. Do you remember the brand name products you were using?
Yeah, it's like, what is it called? It's Dark and I just remembered it a second ago. It's Dark and Lovely and it comes in the purple box. He asked me earlier who makes it. I just remember Dark and Lovely being on the front of it. I don't know if there's like a big box retailer or whatever that makes it, like Garnier or something. That I do not know.
Oh, okay, that's okay. I'll just put Dark and Lovely.
Oh, okay. Because earlier he asked me who makes it, and I'm like, I'm not totally sure. It just says Dark and Lovely on the front.
Okay. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxer, at least regularly?
Let me think. It was 6 and some months after I started using it, like 6 years and some months after I started.
Okay, 6 years. And for your cancer diagnosis, did you receive any treatment?
Yes, I did. So, as far as like medications and all that stuff, I obviously was given pain medications after having a partial hysterectomy where they removed one of my ovaries that was infected. And then I did also do chemotherapy, and it was given to me through IV, and it was 6 rounds for 3 months.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
6 rounds for 3 months. Do you remember your treatment date, any of them?
I think I believe I started treatment pretty quickly. I want to say like the 3rd week of November. What's it called? I got diagnosed like right at the beginning of November because it was right before my birthday last year. So it had to been like the 3rd or 4th week of November.
Okay, so around maybe the 20th.
Yeah, that I would do. I feel like it might have been a little bit later, like the 25th.
25th. Okay, and then for your treating doctor, was that also Scott Mellum or was that a different doctor?
Yeah, and then also there was nurse practitioners and stuff too that supported him. After what's called my initial diagnosis, they were the ones that like I would see them for checkups and stuff, but it was the same doctor throughout the whole thing, throughout the whole treatment process.
Okay. All right. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled Mira. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. Most
Okay.
people tend to think it's Mira. I understand.
Mi. And then your last name I have Keenan.
Yeah, that would be correct.
And then what is your email address?
It's going to be a first name, Mira, and then D as in dog, and then my last name, Keenan, Keenan, at gmail.com.
Gmail, thank you. And then your primary cell phone number?
The same number here. It's going to be 530-715-9923.
Thank you. And then what is your social?
It's going to be 766-094523.
Okay, thank you. And your current home address?
It's going to be 27 Monrovia Street in Susanville, California, 96130.
Okay. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
I don't have them on hand, but I'm sure, what's it called, if you, I can write down a fax number or something and maybe have them fax it to you, if that would work. Or I don't know if, or if I could get it through email and then email it to you guys, whichever way's easier.
Okay, you'd be able
Because
to
I'm gonna,
provide it electronically?
yeah, I could do that. I'm sure it'll probably just take like a couple days or something, but yeah, I could go ahead and get a hold of them. It's just, I live in a very secluded area, so where I go when I would go to the hospital over there and I go for checkups and stuff, it's like a few hours away.
Okay. All right. And then can you give me one? Oh, actually, we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Yeah, I should probably give you my mom's number just in case, God forbid. Here, let me pull up her number. All right, I'm ready when you are.
Does she live with you?
No, she doesn't, but I see her all the time. Well, I'm relocated not too long before everything happened last year from Florida, so I lived with her at first, but now, what's it called? We live in separate homes.
Okay.
Yeah, but I see her like almost every day.
Okay, then I am ready for her phone number.
All right, so it's me, 530-798-1547.
Okay, and her first and last name?
It's going to be Elizabeth. And then with traditional spelling, and then the same last name, Keenan, Keenan.
Okay. And have you used DocuSign before?
No, not at all. Oh, wait, actually, well, I think I might have used it before. Is it where they send an email and you fill out everything? I think I used it to sign like a lease agreement or something a few years ago.
Okay, then yeah, I'll send you a text right now, a DocuSign link. You can go ahead and open that up, and if you're confused, I can walk you through it.
Okay, I'll go ahead and open it up. If it looks like I can figure it out, I'll make sure to let you know. I'm sure you have a lot to do.
Okay.
All right. Okay, I'm clicking the link now. Yeah, it looks pretty self-explanatory. Please review and act on the document. Oh, please, sorry. I agree. Continue. Yeah, it looks pretty self-explanatory. All right, let's start. Okay. Alright. Initial, alright. Looks like I've I missed one. Alright, it looks like I've completed that, so I just hit finish just now. Alright, and I'm hitting continue here. Alright.
Oh, okay, I just received it.
Okay. I was just about to say, I think I'm all done.
Yeah, and then I'll send you a text for my direct line with my information as well as the attorney's.
Mm-hmm.
And they should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information. But did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
So you're going to send me a text from that number, correct? Just so it's a familiar number, because there's a lot of spam calls, you know. So I want to make sure that I answer. Or if I don't answer, will they leave a voicemail?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Then that's my only question.
Okay. And then I'll send you their number in case you need it or anything.
Okay, thank you so much. It's greatly appreciated.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
You too.